This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
801, we're on the show. Glenn Davis joins us right now, and we're talking about the international soccer scene. Lots to talk about, but we're going to focus in on the U.S. and Copa America. They lost yesterday to Panama. 16-and-a-half-minute mark. You had Tim Weah sent off on a red card, lost his cool through what amounts to is a little kind of a punch at the back of the head of the... And this is a rough-and-tumble game throughout. It really got nasty at the end with Panama getting a red card and being sent off, but... The big thing is U.S. scored, take a 1-0 lead, then gave up two goals, including one, just an equalizer 4 minutes later. And so a lot of the talk now, Glenn Davis, who joins us now from Soccer Matters, international soccer historian and a gentleman of leisure. Dell talked about the fact that this is going to be a lot of Berhalter talk. Berhalter cannot escape this. He's always going to be a topic. But man, did Tim Weah put them in a really, really unfortunate spot yesterday just because he lost his cool.
Yeah, guys, good morning. I think you knew with the Panama game, I think all the talk all week long would have been your biggest power is going to be emotional control, right? Panamanians are physical. They're going to put pressure on the ball. They're going to get tight on people. They're going to kick people. They're going to try and put the bait lines out to get you to take the bait, and that's exactly what Tim Weah did. So you absolutely change not only this game, but you change your entire tournament right now, and that's how quick it can all just flip on its head. So it was very disappointing. Came from a guy that you didn't expect it to come from. But took the bait, and from there on, that's the first thing you have to talk to about is simply just that moment, and everything becomes different then, and everything becomes plus Panama.
Yeah, the offside didn't help early on. Boy, was that a big boost to score in the first few minutes and then taken away, so that was tough. But, yeah, Weah just destroyed it. Glenn, let's say they don't beat Uruguay. Let's say they don't advance in this tournament. Let's say... that now we sit here. Is this it for Berhalter?
I think it has to be. I mean, if we're growing as a soccer nation, I think people have to be held accountable. That's usually the coach. I for some reason, I have felt that this group now has gotten too comfortable with the coach. The performances seem to go up and down. I mean, this was a big litmus test, Panama. You knew exactly what was coming at you. You knew that you were going to have to remain incredibly under control with the emotional side of the game and the mental side of the game, and that they were going to try to bait you into things. And you failed it miserably, and I get it. It's one guy, and one guy made a decision, and it's not going to be something that you're going to focus on for the rest of this young man's career. But, you know, look, we've been building up to this. You know, all the hype with 2026 here, and this was the big tournament. We need South American competition. We haven't even gotten to Uruguay yet, and we already have a problem. So... yeah, I think there's no question that his job is definitely on the line. And I also think that, you know, when you're down to 10 men, I don't think it was dealt with very well. You know, you go through these scenarios, and to play with 10 men, you could still win this game. So, yeah, it's disappointing, I think, to a lot of fans.
Was there anything that bothered you from a strategic standpoint from with Berhalter? I understand the accountability angle, and certainly soccer's quick to pull the trigger on guys that don't get it done across all countries. However, did you have a problem specifically with anything that happened after Weah was sent off?
Well, listen, you got an incredible wonder hit from Fowler and Balogun, right? So, you know, unfortunately, hidden underneath this, you finally got a striker who scored twice in two games, and they've been good goals. But then, you know, you concede shortly thereafter to Blackman, who, by the way, the assist was Coco Karaski of the Houston Dynamo. He's also the guy that cracked Christian Pulisic at the end of the game and got red carded. So that's the guy that plays here locally. I mean, nobody really even pays attention to that, believe it or not. But yeah, I think, you know, with 10 men, things become very different, and it becomes a lot of all hands on deck. People have to emerge during these tough times. I didn't think Gio Reyna emerged well during this. It's a time where you're going to have the ball. It's a time where you're going to have to take a little bit more risk within the context of being composed and having a good team shape. Looked for a while like the U.S. was going to handle it okay. I mean, you can't panic and say it's all over after what happened to Weah, but there's still a game to be played. But, yeah, I don't think they responded very well with 10 men. And, you know, these guys, you know, Karaskia, Martinez, Blackman, Barsanis, these guys are all kicking and hitting people and just trying to make this a big, messy game. And they did. And it all was detonated by the fact that Tim Weah lost his mind.
How does this affect what you think of them for the World Cup? You had to have higher hopes than what they looked like yesterday.
You know, I've always had high hopes because I love this group of guys, and they're all playing on big clubs, and it's been very different, you know, for us in this juncture of the national team and our growth, you know, and it's always been this. You know, U.S. soccer, it's always been this, you know, we've got to prove ourselves to people. And you started to get the feeling with these younger guys taking control of this. And I don't think that feeling is going to be lost. But, you know, to not even get to Uruguay, you know, we're always talking about CONCACAF and the competition. And, okay, we're dominating that now. We're beating Mexico consistently. Mexico's down, too. And, yeah, I think we're... We expect more now, and I think that's a good thing. I mean, the bar has been raised, but this is a heavy, you know, we just fell off a couple of rungs of the ladders, and a lot of it's just based on game to game. You guys know this. I mean, the emotions, the judgment comes off of one game. So now you got one opportunity to turn this around against Uruguay and maybe move the needle in the other direction. It's not going to be easy.
They're really good. But there's a chance. Is there any chance that they are not going to play their best guys because they don't need it?
It's possible. It's possible that Marcelo Bielsa, you know, is doing some things to rest people and, you know, navigate a tournament. I mean, those are all the things that now people are thinking about, right? I mean, you get a win against them and goal difference, you can still advance. But I just think it's hard for me to even look past that yet just because of what a mess yesterday was.
Yeah. Who's a possibility to replace Berhalter?
That would be a really good question. I think it would have to be, I think you have to get a manager that's just, you know, higher profile, somebody that is very different, maybe foreign, international. I know I'm going to pick off some people with that one because a lot of people want a U.S. coach always. I'm not sure that's the case. I don't know. I'd have to really think about that to see who's available, who would want that job. I think it would be an appealing job. It's the 2026 World Cup in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of great coaches that have never been to a World Cup within a New York minute could be going. But they would have to be the right fit for these young guys. And yeah.
Vincent wanted to know, this is off the U.S. men's national team, but he wanted to know what your thoughts were about Alex Morgan being left off the Olympic roster and U.S. women's for the U.S. women's national team.
I think it was without a doubt the time a U.S. women's national team has to grow from being a popularity contest to being about soccer. I think Emma Hayes has come in as the coach. This was her job to come back in, make this about a soccer team, which was has been for many years the best team in the world, who really accelerated the growth of the women's game. It became a social program, a national team, aided and abetted by U.S. soccer. Let's get back to soccer. I think Alex Morgan's had a remarkable career. But Alex Morgan, to me, along with Megan Rapinoe, took the U.S. national team in the last World Cup and made it their own for their own selfish motivations, right? That was an incredibly messed up team in that World Cup. So Emma Hayes is tough. She is about football. This is a good move, which I think was a pretty obvious move. Morgan's older now. She hasn't been scoring goals with the national team, and there is a boatload of really exciting young talent on the women's side that are attacking players.
What's your give us a couple of breakdowns of what your thoughts are on Euro Cup so far?
It's been awesome. I think there's been some incredible stories. Georgia has been a good story. I mean, most people can't find Georgia on a map, right? They don't know it's around Turkey and Russia, but Georgia's had some really, really exciting matches. There's a lot of just upsets and things. How about Austria? Austria winning a group with the Netherlands and France, right? I mean, whoever thought that was going to happen? Headed up by Ralf Rangnick, the guy who got run out of Manchester United. So I think a lot of it's been exciting. I think the first round, you guys know, can be very deceptive. And I think now that we get into the knockout stages this weekend, I think we start off with a really good one with Denmark and Germany. I wouldn't be surprised if Germany got upset, even in front of their home fans. But I think teams morph into different things here in the knockout stage. So, you know, do we see the Belgiums? Do we see the Frances of the world? Do we see them now emerging after playing really subpar, not really very appealing soccer in the group stages?
Glenn Davis here, the soccer expert. I was listening to your show the other night. It's always great, man. Good stuff. How's our Dynamo?
Dynamo got Charlotte tomorrow. Charlotte's fourth in the East. They will not have Coco Karaskia, neither will Panama in their next game in the Copa America. Excitement around a new striker coming in. I'm really excited to see how he blends in with this team. His name is Ezequiel Ponce. He's from Argentina. Good penalty area guy. The Dynamo will be playing, with a striker now, which is different than this whole false nine setup they've had. So it's interesting to see. I mean, it's tough for the Houston Dynamo to grab eyeballs, you know. I mean, there's just so much going on with Euros and Copa America. You got the Olympics coming up. We just had 68,000 Colombians out at Energy Stadium. It was incredible. Prior to that, Mexico and Jamaica with over 50,000. So just a lot of amazing soccer going on right now.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. As we head towards Houston's becoming a great soccer city.
I was at the Colombia match the other day, and I've watched a lot of the Copa, a lot of the Euros, a lot.
Yep.
I feel like I wanted to get your trained eye on this. I feel like it's just been the soccer has been much more cohesive and much more flowing in the Euros than in Copa. Copa has felt like it's not as free form. It's not as smooth. There's a lot of turnover. It's a more physical. I would say it's also been more physical.
I think it's a little less tactical. It's more like a street fight South America.
Yeah, exactly.
But we have to take into the culture and the things that, are a little underlying. I think the other cool thing about, and this is what I love, when you see Argentina play, every single guy on that team was born in Argentina. Same with Colombia, right? You don't have any of these dual nationals, right? So I don't know if this is fair to say, but I almost think there's just a slight bit more playing for your shirt and pride in your country, as opposed to potentially being a naturalized citizen who, because I can't make the Dutch national team, I'm going to try to go to this other national team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's something to be said about that. I wouldn't go too deep on it, but, imagine if we really had national teams where you really had to be born in that country, right? It would be very interesting. But you know, when it comes to South America, I think always their World Cup qualifying has been the most grueling and I would almost say vicious. And, yeah, I think what you're onto is a good thing. But I love them both, honestly. I can watch this stuff because there's real consequence involved.
Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, every Tuesday, right here on ESPN.
Next week, Monday and Wednesday. But July 4th.
There's
I hope
a match.
You guys are going to be out there. It's probably going to be Messi in Argentina here. It's going to be unbelievable.
I'm going.
The most high-profile athlete in the world in Houston.
I'm taking Dell. Me and Dell are going to see Messi versus... I'm going to test him because he's a big soccer fan.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
Dell, I've got tickets. Do you want to go or not to go see Messi, the greatest player that's ever played?
Are you going
to
give me the tickets? Are you
going
to be there?
No, you're going with me. This is a test.
Then I prefer not to go.
This is only a test, Dell. This is a test. This is only a test.
You had a chance
I'm
going to
fail
Messi.
It then. I can watch him on TV.
Glenn, you see the hatred? You have producers that you like and they like you. We don't have that.
And who like to go to live sporting events.
Yeah. I don't mind a live sporting event as long as you're not there.
See? Yeah. That's how ugly this is.
This is what we
Glenn.
Deal with,
yeah,
Glenn.
I thought you guys were hanging out after. Probably took the game in last night at a sports bar.
No.
Me and Dell a lot of times we'll sit on the couch and we'll watch games together.
I don't know if you know this, Glenn, but Lance is a weirdo.
That's not even true. He's in there when I'm working on my draft stuff, and me and Glenn have actual conversations. You're gone because you can't stand people. So don't call me the weirdo.
I can't stand you.
I'm giving you a chance to watch Messi.
This is
Do you want to watch Messi?
Not with you.
Messi on TV is nothing.
Messi in person. Now
Messi
that's
in person. That's the real.
That's the real deal.
The problem is.
John and I've seen
Messi. Wait, Lance. Did you say you got the tickets for the Inter Miami against Tigres game?
Yeah, I got that when they came out. I bought those early.
That was a good move. I mean. Two times we could have him here is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I bought those Tigres tickets because I'm like, I want to take my son Alec to go see Messi play. So.
I hope you have a field pass, and I'm going to tell Messi's personal security that you're a threat so that guy can tackle you.
We got to break it. Clint, thanks as always, man. Monday and Wednesday, Soccer Matters right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I could die.
Good stuff. Thanks, Glenn. Now.
Thank you, guys.
Now you need to talk about your grill.
Yeah. So Paul Wall has a grill. There's a lot of people with grills, and especially here in Houston.
Yeah, it's different.
But this is a different – yeah, and that's what I was saying, John. This is a different grill. We're not going to Johnny Dang's. We're going to Rick and Michelle Martin's. So very different people selling grills, very different grills. These grills are going to make you a hit with all your friends, all your family members. Get a brand new you can get a brand new pizza oven, and that's going to be something that you can supplement with the grill that you already have. Maybe you have a great grill. Maybe you don't, and you want to find a discount on it, or you want to get a top-notch grill at the lowest possible price you can find. The spot is Texas Star Grill Shop. It's the spot. You can go to 975grills.com. When you sign up for it's kind of like a newsletter, the club, you're going to have access to all the best sales. Whenever they have a sale, you're the one who's going to get the hookup. They're just going to let you know. Anytime there's a hookup, you got a direct line. They're going to say, this is the price discount here. We've got a clearance on this. We've got discounts on our meat, on our seasonings, on our rubs, whatever the case may be, you're going to find it first, and you have access to it. And it's simply by signing up online at 975grills.com. But pizza ovens, griddles, smokers, big green eggs, Traegers, anything that you're looking for, they have. They can get it assembled and delivered to you absolutely free when you're a member of the club. And there is no better way to upgrade your barbecuing talent, your skills, and your results than Texas Star Grill Shop. Go to 975grills.com.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've been talking a lot of soccer. Big game yesterday that they lost. How disappointing. Losing to Panama. Goodness gracious. That was awful. Then we had the... now, do you have the golf? Because... golf played a huge role in our presidential debate yesterday. It was an exchange that my wife said, this is you with your friends.
Really,
this is how horrible this is.
It really delegitimized the whole debate when golf became a central topic.
It got to the point of embarrassment.
It was the first time my kids were like watching. I say kids. I mean, they're Alex about to be 20. Snacks is going to be 16. Mason 17. But it was the first time that they really. They were like, Sebastian just couldn't believe. He goes, they're not answering. Trump's not answering a question. He keeps talking about what he wants to talk about. I said, I'll be honest with you. That's kind of how
it works.
Debates typically work. Yep. They just try to get to their points. Now, Trump was just counterpunching. If Biden said something he didn't like, he had to get. Trump can't stand somebody getting last word on him. Like,
no.
Getting back to him calling me the worst president in the world that's ever existed. Many people have said I'm the best. many. And then somehow I got to golf and I was just laughing, just thinking, wow. I mean, at least this is funny a little bit, but.
Listen, here is the golf exchange. And we've seen Trump swing. I've seen Biden swing now.
Two separate. No, Trump would be Biden. Now, Biden said he got to an eight. Or a six.
Six.
When he was vice president under Obama. Well, that could have been when he was 66 years old in 2008.
Yeah, he was never a six. If you've seen his swing, he was never a six. Here is the exchange.
It's not even senior. Two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. I think I'm in very good shape. I feel that I'm as in good a shape as I was 25, 30 years ago. Actually, I'm probably a little bit lighter, but I'm in.
And then there's another one. Do you have the one with? No, that's one of my favorite ones where he goes, I won two.
And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to.
He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
He can't hit a ball 50 yards. Now, do you have Biden?
You have to be.
Well, there's the one where they're talking about. Well, the other one Lance sent.
Here it
is. Just take a look at what he says he is and take a look at what he is. Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a six. But by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a six handicap of all.
I was an eight handicap.
Yeah.
Eight.
Never.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen your swing. I know your swing. Let's not act like children.
Trump goes, let's not act like children. This exchange was high comedy between the two of them.
I love it.
High comedy between the two of them.
Those are our presidential
candidates.
One
of them is going to be a president. Well, both of them have been.
Yeah.
Although I'd say Biden's a little less likely to go off on the tangents, although he tried to take a shot at the way Trump looked or whatever. And then he called him an alley cat, which I thought was a good, like, you've got the morals of an alley cat. He goes, I never had sex with that porn star. That was also, there was a lot of firsts in a presidential debate. You've got the morals of an alley cat, followed up by Trump saying, I never had sex with that porn star. That's something you might hear in a French debate. Like, you know, I feel like somebody in France may have had to say that. That's got to be the first time an American presidential candidate has ever said, I never had sex with that porn star. Hold on, your mic's off.
It could have been, I never had sex with that woman. We've had that before.
Yeah, that was not a debate, but yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes, that was a.
That seems to be something our presidents are saying more and more often now.
Not Biden. He's not going to be the one to say that.
No, I don't think. I think he's probably said, I haven't had sex with any woman for a while now.
I just know that it was a rough watch. Really all the way around, but it was not a. This is not a political show, but it was. There was some sports that came into it, obviously, so we have to include it because of the sports action that was in there. And apparently, Koepka and. And DeChambeau and Koepka are going to join in with Trump, and they're doing the match. And this is for the presidency.
DeChambeau is trying to put together a match.
I'll drive against you only if you carry your bags. See, that was a shot at fitness.
Yeah, right.
Biden was trying to say you're not fit enough. You have to carry your bags. How about Trump? I've won two club championships. That's what he said.
Do you really think Joe Biden could walk 18 holes without falling down?
Well, I just don't think he could walk 18 holes. I'm not sure either. I don't think either one of them could walk 18 and carry their bags.
No.
Neither one of them's walking 18. There's a lot of humans, regular people, who are not walking 18 and carrying their bags. If it's a big bag with a lot of clubs, they're not doing it. Now, pull carts, maybe, but I really doubt that either one of those guys are pull carting 18. You don't even like cart path.
No, we ain't doing cart path only.
So, but I don't. What led to that? Where Trump goes, I was 2-time club champion, not even the seniors. He goes, and not even the seniors, the regular one. And you know how you do that? You got to be really smart, and you got to hit the ball a long way.
I just imagine him hitting balls into the rough and some guy scurrying into there, grabbing the ball and dropping it on the green.
Yeah.
I just imagine a lot of that going on.
Do you believe that Trump foot wedges stuff? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No.
Absolutely.
Does he bump it in the fairway?
You don't want to. Yeah.
He absolutely bumps it in the fairway.
I get 2 clubs relief from this tree. No.
Well.
Tree is not. Tree's in the way. You can't get relief from a tree. You know, you get 2 club links from the tree. That's the way it's played. You're in the fairway now, sir.
Well, that's all right.
Wish they'd argue about a different sport. Like my dribble package, you can't stay in front of me.
I could post Joe up. I wish it was that. I used to play street ball whenever I was in when I was a kid. I played street ball against some of the toughest guys out there.
Like,
I could post you up so fast.
In an empty gym, I could hit 70 out of 100 threes, something like that.
Yeah, right.
Joe can't even shoot.
Like, lean into what's going on in the world, like the draft and how they're talking about draft prospects. I could have a great workout at any time. I can read. I'm not like Tyler Kolek. Something.
I could go out and get 3 catches for 26 yards.
That's specific to you.
I know, but you know, and then Joe would have come back and said, "You got tiny hands. You can't catch anything. You'd have drops.
You're not brave over the middle.
I would drop anything. I go over the middle. You saw Putin knew not to mess with me. A lot of safeties would not dare to hit me. They know not to mess with me. Linebackers will not hit me. They know I don't put up with it. You couldn't even get off the line.
They call me Yak. That's my last name.
After catch.
That's my nickname, Yak.
Most yards after contact. Yards after, some say catch, some say contact. I get yards after both.
Either way, it's the same.
Yeah. It's additional yards. Joe couldn't get it. He'd fall down.
Just call me Debo.
Joe would get no yards after catch. None. They'd tackle him immediately, and he'd be down. He'd be injured. He'd be like Tank Dell. He'd get a concussion from falling on the ground. No, I'm just saying. Wow. I'm trying to bring it back to here.
Wow. That's a low
blow. CJ Stroud, I'm pretty sure I could get 700 yards in a season, 64 catches, and I'd be a good fantasy option. Many yards in PPR, many points. Joe would get no points. You'd be on the waiver wire forever, Joe. You would never get picked up, not even by Daryl Morey. And he picks everyone up in fantasy. You'd get none. You could do this so much with everything. With Trump, you could, and you got Joe trying to come back. What are we doing?
Couldn't understand anything. Yeah. I can't understand Zadik Jewelers.
Joe's got no 3-and-D. He can't defend anyone. He would get, you look at Joe, and he's like Zach Edey. You put him in the high pick and roll, and he's done. He's got no ability to switch off. They'd isolate him. He'd be played off the court.
I do know that
Zadik Jewelers.
Zadik Jewelers.
Yeah, so you were saying
Zadik Jewelers. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, Zadik Jewelers. Zadik Jewelers has a chance for you to get gifts that are going to make a difference in her life. And there's some things I want you to know about. Pre-owned watches. Zadik Jewelers sells pre-owned watches. If you have, and they've got a large selection of pre-owned timepieces. So if you're looking for something that's top-notch and it's pre-owned and it's going to be in top condition, they've got a timepiece for you. If you're looking to sell yours and you say, man, I keep mine in top condition and it looks great and all this, hey, they want to buy it from you. You bring in your watch and their in-house team of 7 master horologists are going to evaluate it and give you a price. I've told you before, they buy, they sell, and they also trade. So this is a great opportunity for you guys who are really into timepieces. You've got multiple watches. You want to get something brand new. Make sure and bring one of your watches in, and you can trade that thing in, or you can get money for it because their horologists are going to have you set up. And, of course, the most exclusive timepieces in the entire state are found right there at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It is the good people over at Zadik Jewelers.
right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
I'm going to give you a little hint on something. So Biden was using, I'm pretty sure he's using Upneek. So you notice how open his eyes were yesterday?
Yeah.
Very, very open. The eyelids. So there's something called psoas, T-S-O-S-I-S, where your eyelids start to droop a little bit. It happens when people get older. Some people have it as a, it runs in a family. Like, it runs in my family with my right eye. My grandpa's Zerline had it. I have it. My sister, Nikki. When we get tired, it does.
King Butter, does he have it?
No, he's not part of the real family. And he's out anyway.
Okay.
But there's something called Upneek that a eye doctor told me about, and I got them. They're drops. You put them in your eyes, and it strengthens. There's two different types of eye. The way it was described to me is, you know, like if you walked around, Dr. Whitsett told me this, if you walk around the corner and you see a bear, and you do like this, you know, and your eyes would get wide, there's a muscle there that doesn't trigger as much. And so what these drops do, you put a drop in your eye. I use it when I go on TV. You put a drop in your eye, and your eyelids get super strong. Like, they get really strong. You can, I told people at NFL Network about the makeup girls, and they freaked out and immediately bought some for people there. So I guarantee I was looking at that. I know this is a total aside, but this is the kind of good information that you would never get from Sean and Seth or Steve and Gary or any of these other shows. I'm
Who's
just telling
Gary,
you,
Steve and
there's
Gary,
something called Upneek.
Scumbag, wormy
you put
idiots.
One drop in your eye, and all of a sudden
Gary?
You're like this.
Steve and Gary, scumbag, wormy idiots. They were back in Chicago, back in the. They did Death to Disco.
But what is he referencing?
I have no idea.
When he said Steve and Gary.
I don't know all the different shows.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it's Upneek. Upneek. Okay.
Get a prescription for an eye doctor, then you can order it online.
Can they help? Is there anything that'll help with mumbling? Because he could use some of that too.
You know what helps with that? Nothing. When you get to a certain age, you go downhill. Look at Jose Abreu.
He mumbles?
He doesn't mumble, but he mumbles with his bat.
The at-bats were the equivalent of mumbling.
I'm worried about Justin Verlander.
Not mumbling, but age is undefeated.
Yeah, where is he, by the way? That'd be great.
Don't worry about it. What are we doing
for Sunday, by the way?
Let's not rush him back, because we found out, you know, they rushed J.P. France back, and now he's got shoulder surgery now for the year. Let's not rush.
Yeah, but this is more a Christian Javier neck thing.
Yeah, but don't rush him back.
How do we have a multiple neck things in a season?
Well, Christian Javier thing turned into an arm thing.
It did turn into an arm thing.
So let's not rush.
Is he around anymore?
Who, Verlander or Javier?
Javier.
I'm sure he's recovering.
Is he
from surgery? Let's not rush back another neck thing.
Yeah.
Before it turns into an arm thing.
Yeah, that's true. Let's get Isaac in here. Let's talk about our Rockets. What do you say, Isaac?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I want to talk about the Rockets and the job they had. Hey, you guys are right. Dubs for Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so, you know, going into the second round, I was hoping we really had a legit chance to go after Jamal Shedd, keep him in town, but that didn't happen. That's okay. You know, it's part of the business, but good luck to him anyway. So, you know, we're thinking about everything going on from yesterday going into today. It's kind of disappointing. Disappointing with the U.S. soccer. Disappointing with Joe Biden. Disappointed we didn't get Jamal Shedd. So, if we can, what do you think? Can we get a request from DJ Dale and play some feel-good tunes today?
Dale, can you play something that people want?
I'm not a DJ.
Well, you are a DJ. You kind of are. You play music.
Come on, give people something. It's Friday. Can you play
Friday,
Debbie Deb?
Friday. How
can
about
I
the
do
Friday
what?
Song?
Can you play Debbie Deb?
No.
Night and music.
Come on, Dell. Just do something.
Yeah, Dell, something.
Nah, I'm good.
What? That's so bad.
You know what you can do? Open up your phone, type in whatever you want. You can hear it. In fact, it'll be in better quality. Listen to it on your phone. It'd be in great quality, actually.
Just don't. You're trying driving people away from the show.
No, but if music is what you're looking for, as opposed to great
nicely.
Sports
nicely.
Talk,
he asked really nothing, nicely. Like, no one's being a jerk about this.
Except him. Except Dell.
It's nonsense. No, I'm not playing music because things in sports you barely care about didn't go your way.
But can't you do something to send us into the weekend?
Yeah.
At 8:40?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We can play music all of News of the Weird. In fact, we do that. If you want music, listen to News of the Weird. There's a music bed throughout the entire segment. There it is. You did it yourself. I didn't have to do it. And by the way,
listen to this one, Del.
Now I got to kick you out off the stream so they can't hear it.
See how
good. Thanks. That's nice.
That's the bop.
See, that's nice.
That's the bop. It gets you. It's called
Lookout
Weekend.
That got me going.
No, it didn't. You
yes,
didn't.
Got everybody going.
Got everyone going.
Yeah. See,
and look, if
Debbie
you,
Deb.
If you had just put your headphones in, that would have sounded great. Your headphones, as opposed to playing it over the radio.
What are you talking about?
I was telling people, if you want to hear great music and great quality, listen to it on your phone.
You don't ever want to like be part of a fun time where everyone comes together and they listen to music and they're happy. You go to concerts. Why can't we turn today into, you know, just like a little concert?
So you don't do your job?
Yeah,
no,
so we don't have to
do
talk
our job.
As much.
It's just sound. It's just, no, it's just intro music.
Yeah.
Or play it underneath us.
Let's do.
Ain't it fun? We can play Paramore.
You, is that what you want?
Bops? Yeah.
No, it's
yes,
not what
can
I
play,
want.
Haley Williams?
No, we can, or you mean I can. I
you
can make
can.
The choice. Yeah. No, I'm good.
I can play it off a phone. It just doesn't sound as good.
Go ahead.
I don't know if this. That's a lot of trouble. Why are you just playing Baton Rouge?
You don't get goosebumps when you hear that song like at an LSU game?
Yeah, but we don't go to LSU games.
No, yeah, I don't go there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, you guys don't have any. What do they play at Miami games? Nothing.
I don't go to
Tricky.
They
Trick
play
Daddy.
Trick Daddy quite a bit.
Trick
do,
Daddy.
They play
yes.
Trick Daddy.
Yeah,
I will say one of the coolest things I saw in stadium was they played Pusha T and what's his name, the DJ, God, oh, the creepy looking guy who.
Well, you're going to have to be more specific.
Yeah, this is. I was watching. I was at a USC game against Juju Smith-Schuster. I was scouting USC versus somebody. And between the third and fourth quarters, they played something that was. I'll have to see if I can find my own music that was really good. Sometimes they. Did you see Jump Around is not on. And if you saw that, they did not. I guess they didn't get the rights. I don't know. Wisconsin plays this. How do you not have Jump Around for Wisconsin between third and fourth quarters in college football?
Because they didn't want to pay for it.
Really?
The guy who, the band went there one game. Did you see that 30 House, for 30?
Yeah, I did. It was Everlast. And yeah. Actually, Danny Boy when there was just Everlast.
Yeah.
I saw them, and I saw House of Pain, the Hooligans, which is James Conson.
So they don't play it? They can't play it anymore?
No, they play
Some Dubious.
He's talking about the video game. They play it at actual Wisconsin.
Yeah.
No, and
but
Everlast
they didn't
want to
pay for
there.
The rights.
They went there, yeah.
Yeah, Everlast went, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
I was at Cypress Hill at the Unicorn. Oh, my God. That place was insane. And then the guy who had the keys, who was supposed to be our designated driver, we see him on the stage, and he stage dives off like, oh, God. And then he lost the keys to the car.
Oh, no.
We were looking around the Unicorn Lounge for a long time, and we finally found it. Like, dude, are you okay to drive? Oh, yeah. I'm fine. Like, you hadn't been smoking or drinking? He goes, no. I'm just stage diving. I'm just having fun. I'm like, all right. So you're fine. He goes, no. I'm totally.
But he lost
he
the
said,
keys.
I'm totally sober. I just had to stage dive. Like, Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. Hey, there's some things we didn't get to for the draft. We will do it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about my peeps over at Air Team. I love what Air Team did for me. You'll love what Air Team does for you. Air Team is, I mean, they've got the experience. The Curtises have been doing this. Darren and Dawn and Garrett are there now. This is the third generation of Curtises that are running Air Team. 35-plus years. They've got people that have been with them for 10, 15, 20, 30, more than 30 years. They've got people that have been with them. That just tells you what kind of company that they are. But I'm going to tell you this. They've got all the rebates and everything else. You've got a warehouse full of equipment and parts, which means that you're going to get it at a better price because they're not buying them one at a time. They buy it in bulk. They've got full fleet of trucks stocked with parts right now. If you need something, you got 24-hour emergency service. This is their time because it's so hot. You're running your air conditioner 24 hours a day. Well, here's the deal is you really, really, really need to maintain your equipment. And if you don't do that, you're going to pay for it. Like I paid for it. I didn't. I was dumb. Don't be dumb. Hey, call Air Team. Let them come and look at you. Let them clean out your equipment. Let them make sure everything is working great so that it doesn't break down in a month or two. You're going to spend a little now to save a lot later. AirTeamLTD.com, 713-956-8326, 713-956-8326. Did you guys see Shohei Ohtani get saved by the ball boy?
Yeah, not all heroes wear capes. Sometimes they wear poor fitting helmets.
Line drive off the bat, and Shohei Ohtani's right behind the kid, and the kid grabs a line drive and saves him. Saves Shohei Ohtani. Apparently, Ohtani gave him a bunch of free bets on his website.
Okay. Not free that. Stuff, not an Ohtani jersey. Free bets, huh?
Yeah. Bunch of free bets.
Does he get a sign-up bonus, too?
Well, if you go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975, is that where, do you think that's maybe where Shohei bets?
No, I feel like we would have heard that name if that was the case. I was thinking, I thought you said Ohtani had his own site, so it's like Ohtani 17, and that guy gets a sign-up bonus if he goes to Ohtani's site.
It's Ohtani's.
It's a promo code Ohtani17, yeah.
Ohtani17.ag.
Yeah. And you type that promo code in, you get a sign-up bonus. Or maybe you're an existing customer, like his interpreter was.
How interesting is this Kyle Filipowski story?
Well, if you don't know the deal, allegedly, and Kyle Filipowski and his brother and his mom took to Twitter yesterday after a clip from the Low Post from I'm just forgetting his first name now. The Low Post podcast, Jonathan Givony was on it and just kind of casually threw it in that NBA teams were concerned that Kyle Filipowski had a girlfriend who was older than him by a couple years. And then that was all he kind of threw in there. Like, you know, they're concerned. They're not sure. And then he said the workouts didn't go great or interviews didn't go great. And then Kyle Filipowski's family got to Twitter and was like, well, yeah, she's been grooming him since high school and we don't talk to him anymore.
So did you see her in the green room?
There's a clip. There's a picture of them after the first round where he wasn't drafted.
Yeah, where he wasn't selected.
Yeah.
When they showed him and they showed her, and I thought, she's interesting. She is a good-looking young lady. I didn't realize she's 8 years older than him. Apparently, according to the mom, she stalked him in high school.
Yes.
She now has taken over his life and instilled the Mormon, the Book of Mormon on him.
Mm-hmm.
And perfectly, he was drafted by the Utah Jazz.
And the insinuation by the mom is she knew that this young man was going to be a really good basketball player. So she latched on early, knowing that the bag was going to come. And maybe not just for her, but for the Mormon church as well.
She's been trying to put a ring on it since he was in high school.
Here's what Daniel Filipowski, his brother, said. I'm Kyle's oldest brother. Y'all don't have a clue of the context of the story that has to do with his girlfriend. There's a story that has been pushed under the table for 2 years now. He said, if Givony responds to my DMs, he would be able to get the full story that no one knows about the outside of who's involved, Duke coaching staff and his agent. Other than that, messaging him on his Instagram account, don't know how to get in touch with him, but look up and read on Mormon grooming and brainwashing, and you'll find some introductory details in there to connect some dots into the story that is going on. The mom said, you are opening a two-year issue, and she is 28 with an in-game 3 years ago to have a diamond ring on her hand when Kyle left Duke. He was still in high school, she said. So apparently this is... And this is something that goes on in drafts, in football and basketball. Oh, they 100% want to know. They want to know who your girlfriend is. They want to know baby mamas. They want to know if they're going to have drama with it. They want to know family. They want to know if there's issues where somebody in the family is going to be a problem. They want to know people you hang out with. Is there anyone that's, you know, if there anyone that's really clicked up tight from a gang standpoint? Is it that they check everything on these players, the backgrounds, and you will slide. If they think you're going to be a problem, nope. Teams will pass on you if they think that somebody in your life you can't. I'll give you another hint or another idea or an idea of something that happened with your guy. I'm screwing up his name again. Florida State running back, Dalvin Cook. Minnesota was perfectly happy drafting Dalvin Cook because they could get, but every team knew that because there was a thought that Dalvin's boys wouldn't go to Minnesota with him, but there was a thought that if you draft Dalvin Cook in a certain radius of Florida, you're not just drafting Dalvin. You're drafting a bunch of guys. And so there were some teams that were worried about that because you got to check in on who has the most impact with the player. And if Filipowski, and this is, I mean, you know, It's the same kind of thing. Filipowski's got this issue.
Well, at least she's leading him towards a religious belief as opposed to...
But is she controlling him?
Well, apparently.
She's 8 years older and controlling him?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. It's not about necessarily a religious belief. I mean, he's going to the Jazz or whatever. It's about this guy has somebody who's been... This is what they could think.
Right.
This guy has somebody who's 8 years. It's a relationship we're not really comfortable with, and it's getting messy with the family because, you know, they may interview the family.
Right.
Go say, hey, what kind of kid was he? Oh, well, let us tell you about what's going on here. Ooh. Yeah. We're out on all this.
Yeah. But she's kind of hot, so, I mean, no, I think then not, you, that's okay then.
Started the week this way. We're not ending the week this way.
No, she is. Have you seen her?
So what?
Yeah.
The hot ones get you in trouble more than anybody.
Right.
So,
well, no. At least she's leading him toward, and not heroin, or she's leading him towards the Mormon faith. I mean, would you think they're doing, what do the Mormons do? Were they just, what are they called?
Ask him. He's the one who brought it to the show.
Yeah, you brought it to the show.
I just signed a new 3-year contract with the NFL with some very specific language in it.
What was it that you
are they
called
consider,
it?
Are were the Mormons considered a protected class?
Where they just lay on each other?
It's called soaking, and I'm not going to talk any more about it. I'm answering your question so we can get done with this.
Asked and answered?
Yes.
Asked and answered. And what about that rocket draft? Have y'all even talked about A.J. Griffin?
Do you think Filipowski and do we know?
I don't know
what's going on there.
I don't know.
Would
what,
you like? Okay, hold on.
I don't know what Caitlin Hutchinson is up to with him.
If your boy JT had a girl who was 28 years old and she started getting him into the Mormon religion.
Yeah.
And isn't that great that she's 8 years older than him? And then she doesn't, now you don't get to speak with him anymore. Like they don't speak with him for 2 years. You're cool with that?
No, now that's where we're drawing the line.
But what does she look like though, John?
No, but I'm talking about.
She looks good.
Yeah, but, well, I'm talking about the Jazz though, saying, she, you know what?
You think the Jazz are like, oh, she's attractive, so we're okay with it?
So we're okay.
What?
We'd draft him. Did they draft him or not?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what she looked like played a part.
You don't know.
No,
you don't know either. You don't know either.
I think they're thinking, we got pretty good value here.
Yeah.
Well, we had him in the first round.
Yeah. Right. No, most everybody had him in the first round.
Yeah, we think he's better than Frank Kaminsky was when he was drafted.
Maybe he'll wake up. Maybe he'll snap out of this spell she's got him under.
With what? With
we've known many a man
Mormon
who's been
women?
Under a spell. They don't just snap out.
Oh, at some point you do. At some point you do. You snap out of it.
Well, I mean, all he's going to be surrounded by is more Mormon women, so how's he going to snap out of it?
Well, there's a lot of that stuff going on up there.
Well, that's okay.
A lot of what, John?
It's okay if there's a Mormon woman he likes. This one happens to have been trying to control him, allegedly trying to control him since he was in high school. Somebody 8 years older?
Yeah.
Like when he was 17, she was 25?
According to the family, she saw a meal ticket and she locked on early.
Yeah. And then Tyler Kolek got drafted by the Knicks.
Yes. So,
do you think he's going to be able to get there because he can't read subway signs? Do you think he's going to be able to get to the arena?
Maybe the Knicks get him a driver. I don't know. If you missed that story, allegedly, part of Tyler Kolek's issue when he was at Marquette was his inability to read. Now, he did post a grade point average of over 3.9, mocking that particular sentiment. But it still remains. Yeah. I don't know if that's the sound he makes when he tries to read. Or maybe that's what you hear in his head when he tries to read. Just the banging of
dog.
Oh, no. Are you going to be Hollywood Henderson on Tyler Kolek? He couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the T?
That's Terry Bradshaw.
I know, but Hollywood Henderson said it, yeah.
Yeah. He couldn't spell cat. You spotted him a C and a T. Yeah, no. Well, is that a good spot if I'm Tyler Kolek?
To be a backup point guard?
Yeah, but Jalen Brunson ain't coming off the floor.
Well, that's true. Tibbs plays all those guys a lot of minutes, but, you know, you want to go to – you're going to get coached pretty well and hard, and maybe he likes that, and that's a winning team with aspiration. So he's going to get a taste of big-time basketball early. He's not going to be – he may not play very much, but he won't be on one of those franchises where they're fine with being awful. So maybe he sees that as a benefit. And they don't really have any backup guards, and particularly because McBride allegedly is going to be part of the trade because that hasn't been finalized yet, that sends Mikal Bridges to New York to make the money work. McBride might go to Brooklyn, so they're going to need bodies, and Tyler Kolek would fit there.
Yeah. He's a good player. 713-780-3776 is the number. See, that's what I'm talking about. You see it? I mean, yeah, she's a fine-looking young lady.
I don't think you would like John Tyler taken away from you.
No, I don't think so either. But no, I'm talking about the Jazz perspective.
I'm talking about the family perspective.
Oh.
And once
I'm talking
again,
about every other NBA team's perspective.
I don't think the Jazz care what she looks like.
Yeah, they might. You never
know.
For
what reason? To put her in the front row?
You don't know.
Why would they care?
Yeah. They wouldn't.
Well,
they wouldn't.
I mean,
you think
know.
If they found her less attractive, they say he's a more of a bad decision maker? Why would they care what
he
looks like?
We've done all we can with this Filipowski thing.
Look at you. All that new NFL money got you shook.
Yeah, he is shook.
No, I honestly don't know what else we can do with it. The story's not really that. It sounds salacious, but there's not any real details in there. She keeps a tight leash on him. Oh.
Well, she's controlling him. That's a pretty big detail, allegedly.
She's shifting towards a Mormon religion. Oh.
Controlling him.
He's not on my team. I don't care.
You're going to see him a couple times a year, at least.
So? He's not going to like it.
Well, we'll see.
Well, he's going to be checked by some athletic guys. Look, this ain't Duke anymore. You got to play real players now.
He played in the ACC.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not.
They got real players there.
It's not the SEC.
Okay. Kyle Filipowski is going to be just fine. You know what? That's a bad thing for the Rockets, having Kyle Filipowski over there.
Yeah. Well, how many minutes will he get? He's another kind of a stretch four with Lauri Markkanen in there. Who knows? But, yeah, that's a good player that Utah grabbed later.
Lauri Markkanen's coming here, I thought.
Is that happening?
That was, I don't know. No one knows. But
no, Markkanen is one of those guys that's been rumored it could be out.
Well, if they don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
Speaking of guys who got paid, Emmanuel Quickly just got a big deal. Big deal from the Raptors.
Another shooter. We don't need one of those, remember? I forgot. We never need one of those.
You got one. You got the best shooter
ever,
remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got the best shooter. Yeah, we got one guy who can shoot. That's great. Time to talk HRP. Time to talk about your business. Time to talk about whether or not you're doing it right. Time to talk about how many employees you have. Is your business growing? Do you feel like you are somebody who is you're starting to drown in your payroll? Or are you with an admin company that's doing your payroll and they're doing your HR and they're doing your benefits packages and they're doing insurance and taxes and all of that stuff? And man, it seems like it's kind of expensive, all that stuff. Well, chances are it is. Chances are they're not doing the best they can for you with the benefits packages, with the 401ks and the insurance, because they're doing your own benefits. Okay, they're benefiting themselves, as opposed to HRP, who lets you choose what's best for your business when you're talking about the 401ks and the insurance and everything else. Sure, they'll help guide you, and you know what? They're going to throw the taxes in there for you, and they're experts in the Affordable Care Act, but they're not going to force their benefits packages on you, because that's not what they do. They do payroll, and they do HR, and they do the taxes for you, which is awesome. You're looking for a company that is going to maybe save you a bunch of money. Let them come and break down your business. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.